KORN News Radio Sports for Wednesday, January 14th. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz. Class AA basketball last night. Number one ranked Brandon Valley girls. They would stay undefeated with a 60-31 win over Crofton, Nebraska. A matchup in Sioux Falls last night between number two O'Gorman and number three Washington. It was all O'Gorman, 72-35. The Lady Knights, Sydney Turveen, had 28 points, 5 assists, and 4 three-pointers. Number 4 ranked Aberdeen Central. They stay hot. They defeat Watertown, 53-20. And Rapid City Stevens girls would defeat Sturgis, 54-26. AA boys last night, a couple of ranked teams in action. Number 3 Harrisburg holds on for a 46-43 win over Brandon Valley. Number 5 Huron defeats Yankton after a slow start, 54-43. O'Gorman over Washington, 54-40. Watertown boys, they only have lost one game all season. The Arrows defeat Aberdeen, 59-45. And T Area takes down Pier, 63-43. Julius Randle would score 29 points last night as the Minnesota Timberwolves would never trail in a 139-106 victory over the Milwaukee Bucks. Minnesota was without Anthony Edwards due to maintenance on his right foot. Also, Rudy Gobert did not play last night. He served a one-game suspension for flagrant fouls. Timberwolves made a season-high 22 three-pointers last night on 43 attempts. They shot a season-best 59% overall as they improved to 27-14 on the season. Elsewhere last night in the NBA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander had 34 points as Oklahoma City defeated San Antonio 119-98. This was the first time that OKC has defeated the Spurs in four tries this season. The Thunder improved to a league-best 34-7 at the season's midway point. Lakers defeat Atlanta 141-116. LeBron James, one rebound shy of a triple-double. LeBron finished with 31 points, 10 assists, and 9 rebounds. Miami Heat would blow a 20-point lead, but then still win over Phoenix 127-121. Miami would get to 29 points from Bam Adebayo and 27 from Norman Powell. Houston defeats the Chicago Bulls 119-113. Kevin Durant with 28 points for Houston. And Golden State would defeat Portland 119-97. Golden State and Portland combined to have an NBA record as 21 different players in that game made at least one three-pointer. We do have coverage tonight of South Dakota State men's basketball. It'll be at North Dakota State at 7 o'clock. We'll have the Jackrabbit pregame show starting at 6:30. The SDSU men picked up a 87-79 win last week on Thursday versus Denver. SDSU currently 2-1 in the Summit League and 9-9 overall. Meanwhile, North Dakota State enters tonight's matchup with a 4-0 conference record. They are 14-5 overall. And we will also have coverage tomorrow night of the South Dakota State women as they are back at home hosting Denver on Thursday at 7 p.m. USD women's basketball hosting North Dakota tonight at 7. The Coyote women have already surpassed their win total of last season, picking up their 12th victory of the year last week versus St. Thomas. USD's Molly Joyce has scored at least 20 points in each of her last three games, at 21 at Kansas City 2 weeks ago, 24 on Thursday versus Oral Roberts, and 21 points at St. Thomas on Saturday. And up next for the USD men, they will face Kansas City coming up tomorrow night at 7 p.m. More sports online at KORNradio.com. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz.